Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I had tried to file a claim online, and then it would tell me I had to call this number. And then I'd be happy to help you. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'd be happy to help you with that. Let me just get to the right page. May I please have your social security number?
248-37-2013.
Thank you. Okay, will you please verify your full name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Helena F. Wheeler. My maiden name is Eve. Driver's license, Alabama 35. It just went away. My memory, I haven't memorized it. Just went out.
Yes, when you need that for does. Uh-huh.
560-3005. And then my mother's maiden name is Brian.
Okay. And what's that birthday again?
7/19/1971.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, what was your last day at work? You said it's pronounced Felana?
Yes.
What was your last day at work?
I was June the... I was not checking it, Christian. Let's see, June the... I was trying to have everything in order.
Take your time.
June 24th is in my head. That's not my schedule. That'll be first. Let's see. June. Okay, I know I can do that. My last check. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't figure this out. I'm not sure I thought I had a... Let's get ready. Okay, my last check was on July the 1st. So that means June the 28th, I believe, is my last day.
Would that help you if you looked at a calendar?
Yeah. I mean, my last check, I was paid on July the 1st. So that means the 30th. June the 30th was my last day.
That was on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they called. He told me that I didn't have to come in. He'd pay me for a Friday, but I didn't have to come in because they were laying me off. So by letting me go, he said, so whatever happened.
But they didn't have enough work for everybody.
What he told me was he was letting me go because of the economy. They're cutting back because of the economy.
Yeah, the downsizing. A lot of jobs are doing that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you got caught up in that way up.
Me
sound like
too.
Such
I
a nice person.
Job.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
I know.
I was not expecting it at all.
I know that's right. Okay. Philando, we have your name as, is this Bowers? B-O-W-R-S? Hey.
No, that's my first husband's name. My name now is Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
Okay. We have Bowers name. How do you want me to write it? Do you want me to take it, change it?
Yeah, change it to Wheeler. Yeah, if possible.
Wheeler, that's your maiden name.
Wheeler is my now husband's name. Bowers was my first husband's name.
Okay, let me. Okay. B-O-W-E-R-S. First husband. Okay. And then the new husband is W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Date of birth, July 19, 1971.
Yes, ma'am.
You just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, what is your agenda? We have to ask everybody these questions. Although I'm talking to you, you have to tell me what you are.
Female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
16 years. Thank you. Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit is fine.
Thank you. Which bank is that, Will?
West Alabama Bank.
Okay, is that a checking or savings?
Checking.
Thank you. What's your routing number?
06220-5704.
Okay, zero. I'm gonna give it to you in sets of threes. 06220-5704.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your account number, please?
03157-841.
Okay, I want to be sure these numbers are correct. I'm going to give them to you in set for fools, 0315-7841.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Will you give me your mailing address, please? And has it changed from Coon Drive, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take Coon Drive out. Okay, now what is your new address?
Awesome.
Yeah.
595 Old OLD Kennedy Road, Millport, Millport, Alabama.
You said Newport, Alabama?
Millport, M.
Mill. Okay. All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me just find it on the drop down box. Is it, did you say Millport?
Millport.
Thank you, Millport. Thank you. What's your zip code?
35576.
35576, thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your primary telephone number?
205-826-9649.
205-826-9649. Thank you. Okay. For verification purposes, will you just please repeat your full address? You don't have to spell anything. I just want to be sure I have it typed in correctly.
595 Old Kennedy Road, Millport, Alabama, 35576.
Thank you. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? These are security questions.
Okay.
Cell Time, Dutch Mark, H&K Publications, Wash Wave, Comb Laundry, none of the above.
Dutch Mark.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Decatur, Auburn, Birmingham, Ethelville, none of the above.
Ethelville.
Thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1982 Oldsmobile Custom Cruiser, a 1983 Mercury Lynx, LYNX, a 1989 BMW 3 Series, a 1991 Chrysler Imperial. I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I vaguely remember owning the first one, but I will say it again, the first one.
1982 Oldsmobile Custom Cruiser.
No, it was the Oldsmobile. No, no, I'm going to say none.
Okay, none of the above.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses, excuse me, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 258 Wicker Road, 2917 10th Avenue South, 3001 Fox Glen Circle Northwest, 42351 Highway 17. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
42351 Highway 17.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102 Cutter Lane, 192 Raspberry Way, 3013 Third Place North, 807 9th Street Northwest. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
807 Knight Street, Missouri.
Thank you. Thank you for answering the security question. These questions are regular UI questions. The answers are yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And we see your last day of work was June the 30th?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't own a business, no.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
No. Not all shifts, no.
But you go ahead and say yes anyway, because if you don't, if they give you a position that you can't work, you can negotiate that with them. So you need to answer these three questions. These three questions need to be answered yes.
Okay.
Have you applied for or you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Have I done what now?
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
Oh, no.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Thank you. You will accept. What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh, the lowest. I don't even know how to check. Like $12.
Okay.
Like what?
Yeah, it's the lowest. What's the lowest you will accept? Yes, okay.
Yeah, for my job description, it's usually 12. It's the least. I'm just going to say
okay.
that.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Would I?
Do you?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
What was your job title when you were working?
Head office admin.
Say it again.
Head office administrator.
Thank you. Supervise and coordinate activities of workers involved in providing administrative support. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
What's the name of the company, the, your separating employer?
Regional Homes Incorporation.
Regional Enterprises?
Yeah.
Thank you. May I have your, this is employment details. What is Regional Enterprises telephone number?
Let me give you the main office. That way we don't. But they, he's got 47 stores. But let me give you the main office. You know, okay. Okay, let's see. 769-572-4320. Yes, ma'am. And the home office is actually in Flowood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. What day did you start working for Enterprise?
October the 19th of last year.
October 19th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your last day you said was June 30th. 2022. What city and state that you're working in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last year of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
Why? Because they let me go, and he said that it was because of the economy.
Okay. Let me see if I can't find something to go with that. I'm going to push other and put laid off if no work is available, a company downsize,
okay.
A reduction in force. Would that be it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm going to override this name, and that would be your first married name with vowels, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my now name is Wheeler.
Yeah. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, your temporary PIN is 1371.
Okay.
You'll use that PIN on Sunday when you file your weekly certification. Okay.
Okay.
This is the closing statement, Ms. Wheeler. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. They want you to look for a job every week and be able to identify when you file your weekly claim. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. The weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Next week will start Sunday, July 31st. Let me give you this number again that you need to call. It's 800-752-7389. You dial that number, put in your social security number, and put in your four-digit PIN that I just gave you, and follow the prompts, okay?
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Philander Wheeler, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, yes. So I have to go to the Career Center once a week and apply for these jobs.
No.
Okay.
You go to a Career Center just to update your online resume. You can look for a job anywhere, it could be online or at the Career Center. You're not restricted to the Career Center. The only thing you are restricted to the Career Center for is to update your online resume.
Okay. And then to turn in, what do I turn in to y'all? For looking for jobs?
That's the only thing you're going to do is dial that 800-752 number.
Okay.
And file your weekly claim. You want to file a weekly claim every week until you go back to work full time.
Okay. And that's going to be in by Sunday by 5 p.m.
Friday by 5 p.m. You got the whole week. You have the whole week. But if you wait until tomorrow, to wait until Friday, any Friday, you have to do it before 5.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation.
Okay. Thank you.
Station call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.